From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Thank you for checking out the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We got your news, we got your information, and this hour, some libertarian Ron Paul fun. It is Wednesday, November 28th. I'm Allison Stewart, driving this train all by myself today. I won't be tomorrow. Luke Burbank will be back.
And you're not now, my friend.
I am not. Rachel Martin is joining me from the news bunker,
just
helping me out.
Glass.
So, Rachel, I am unreasonably excited for the CNN YouTube debate tonight.
Why? Because you're a big political dork.
I am a big political dork, but I just found the last one so interesting, and I loved watching politicians squirm a little bit when real people with real issues...
Or snowmen.
Or snow people with real snow issues... right up in their face, and I'm really interested to see how some of the more conservative, starchy candidates deal with this new media form.
Yeah. As a news professional, you're right. Your instinct is correct. There could be some very memorable moments coming up.
Yep. Going to have to take a nap this afternoon so I can stay up and watch that. Okay, Rachel, you have some serious news to write.
I'm going to go find it for you.
All right, we'll get back to you in just a few moments. Coming up on our show today, we're going to talk about the latest on the French riots that are gripping the Paris suburbs, and they're spreading into other French towns, too. We'll talk to a reporter from France. We're also going to talk to the editor of Wired Magazine's National Security blog about the U.S. military's plan to develop exoskeletons for soldiers. It is some seriously whiz-bang stuff. We're going to get into it. Also on the show, a woman who thinks that benefits enrollment is the best thing ever. It is that time of year. We have a finance guru to help you with the ins and the outs of your PPOs. Everybody got the email this week. And we're also going to deconstruct Ron Paul. Tucker Carlson has spent some time with the Texas congressman and presidential hopeful. Tucker will be with us a little later on to give us a debrief. All that, plus the most and Rachel Martin will be back with today's headlines in just a moment. But first, here is the BPP's big story. The uniforms finally coming off as the military brass band played Pakistan's national anthem. Pakistani leader Pervez Musharraf announced today he's letting go of the title general and will settle for just being president. In a ceremony broadcast live across the country, Musharraf mourned the end of his glory days in the military. CNN broadcast this translation of part of his speech.
This army?
Meri zindagi hai.
Is my life.
Ye fauj mera ek passion hai.
This army is my passion.
Is fauj se maine mohabbat ki hai.
I have loved this army.
Aaj wo rishta kal subah se rishta to hamesha qaim rahega.
From tomorrow morning this relationship will change and I will be no more in a uniform.
Musharraf has worn the general's epaulets since 1998, when he assumed the role of military chief of staff. The following year, he booted then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif out of office and took on the additional title of president. That's a lot of power. And in fact, criticism of Musharraf's dual role has been escalating, especially since earlier this year. He responded to civil protests on November 3rd by declaring a state of emergency, and that triggered international pressure on the president to cut his military ties. Musharraf plans to be sworn in as the civilian president of Pakistan tomorrow. So now there's a new general in town, Ashfaq Pervez Kiani, former head of the Inter-Service Intelligence, the country's spy agency. He's also a former deputy military secretary under Benazir Bhutto. The longtime Musharraf loyalist is favored by the U.S. for his active role in Pakistan's anti-terrorism initiatives. He's reportedly not interested in running for office or taking one over, for that matter. At today's ceremony, Musharraf handed Kiani the commander's baton and military control of a country under both de facto martial law and the threat of Islamic militants. Former prime ministers and opposition party leaders Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif say that the end of Musharraf's military days is a welcome move, but they're still calling for the end of emergency rule. That is the BPP big story. Now here is Rachel Martin with even more news.